Good morning, and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, October 13th. You'll be interested to know, 252 years ago, today in 1773, French astronomer Charles Messier discovered the first spiral galaxy, the Whirlpool Galaxy, a magnificent milestone in human understanding of the cosmos. This discovery, celebrated for revealing the spiral structure of galaxies, represents a moment of wonder, curiosity, and scientific progress, inspiring generations of astronomers and dreamers alike. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. This morning, it's looking fair, with waves around 2 to 3 feet. Conditions are a bit choppy as the offshore wind is blowing at 10 to 15 miles per hour through the morning. Expect similar wave heights throughout the day, with winds shifting slightly sideshore by the afternoon. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m., with a 4-foot outgoing mid-tide, when the southwest swell is 1 feet at 17 seconds, and the offshore wind is 10 miles per hour. The first low tide on Monday will be 3.5 feet at 8:30 a.m., followed by a 5-foot high tide at 3. The nearshore buoy at Santa Monica Pier reads 64 degrees for the water temperature. Choppy conditions persist with waves around 2 to 3 feet and south winds averaging 25 miles per hour on Tuesday. Wednesday offers cleaner faces with similar wave heights, making it a better option for surfers early in the day. Thursday maintains 2 to 3 feet, with clean conditions in the morning before shifting to fair and choppy in the afternoon. This morning, it's cloudy and it feels like 61 degrees, with 10 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 6:22, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:58. Looking ahead in the weather, Tuesday will bring showers and thunderstorms with highs near 62 and a south-southwest wind of 15 to 25 miles per hour, gusting as high as 30 with heavy rain amounts possible. Tuesday night has a slight chance of showers before 11 p.m. with lows around 55. Then Wednesday through Friday turn sunny with highs rising from about 64 Wednesday to near 70 Friday and lows in the mid to high 50s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Austin Buettner, the former superintendent of the Los Angeles Unified School District, is gearing up to challenge Mayor Karen Bass in the 2026 election, criticizing her handling of the devastating Palisades fire that killed 12 people and damaged thousands of homes, including his own. He described the city's response as a failure of leadership, citing broken fire hydrants and inadequate resources during the emergency. While Buettner stands as Bass's first serious challenger for her second term, notable real estate developer Rick Caruso has also hinted at another run. Despite other candidates entering the race, none possess the same level of name recognition or fundraising potential as Buettner. Now on to sports. The Seattle Mariners shut down the Toronto Blue Jays in American League Championship Series Game 1, winning 3-1. Bryce Miller showcased clutch pitching, while Cal Raleigh hit a game-tying homer, and Jorge Polanco contributed 2 RBI hits. Miller pitched 6 innings of 2-hit ball, overcoming an early home run by George Springer. Polanco's crucial single scored Julio Rodriguez, giving the Mariners a lead. With a perfect bullpen performance, the Mariners secured the victory in just 2 hours and 48 minutes. Game 2 is set for tonight, with the Mariners facing rookie Trey Yesevich. Last night on Sunday Night Football, the Chiefs beat the Lions in Kansas City, 30-17. Patrick Mahomes was 22 for 30, with 257 passing yards, 3 passing touchdowns, 1 rushing touchdown, and no interceptions. Jared Goff was 23 for 29, with 203 passing yards, 2 touchdowns, and no interception. And tonight, on Monday Night Football, we have another doubleheader with the 4-1 Bills at the 2-2 Falcons, starting at 7:15 Eastern on ESPN. The Bills are favored by 3.5, with the over-under set at 49.5. And starting at 8:15, the 2-2 Bears are at the 3-2 Commanders on ABC. The Commanders are favored by 5.5. with the over-under set at 49.5. In local sports. And yesterday morning, the Chargers beat the Dolphins in Miami 29-27 on a last-second field goal. Justin Herbert was 29 for 38, with 264 passing yards, 2 passing touchdowns, and no interceptions. Tua Tagovailoa was 21 for 32. With 205 passing yards, 1 touchdown, and 3 interceptions. Next Sunday afternoon, the 4-2 Bolts take on the 5-1 Colts in Los Angeles at 1:05 on CBS. Also, yesterday morning, the Rams beat the Ravens in Baltimore 17-3. Matthew Stafford was 17 for 26, with 181 passing yards, 1 passing touchdown, and no interceptions. Next Sunday morning in London, the 4-2 Rams take on the 4-2 Jags at 6:30 a.m. on NFL Network. In top news, we all know that fiber helps digestion, but doctors now say it could be just as powerful for managing your cholesterol levels and heart health. Fibermaxing is the new trend in nutrition, with online health influencers adding chia seeds, beans, oats, and berries to their meals, aiming to consume the entire recommended daily amount of fiber in one sitting. Fiber is rapidly becoming nutrient royalty. Robust science supports that higher fiber intake is protective for heart health. Fiber can improve blood pressure and cholesterol levels, which are key risk factors for heart disease. In business news, UPS customers are facing delays, with some shipments to the United States marked for destruction. Packages sent from abroad are held up at UPS facilities for weeks due to new import rules. Unexpected information and fees are now required to complete certain shipments. One tracking update stated, "The package is undeliverable and is in the process of being disposed of according to the local guidelines." As tariffs increase, customers are experiencing higher costs, prompting some to switch to other carriers like FedEx. The situation has raised concerns for individuals whose shipments contain valuable or irreplaceable items. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 5% over the weekend to $115,000. Ethereum is down 0.5% to about $4,100. And XRP is down 9% to $2.55. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Apple is facing another proposed class action lawsuit for alleged copyright infringement. Just about a month after being accused of using pirated books to train its artificial intelligence, Apple was reported by Bloomberg Law. Two neuroscience professors from SUNY Downstate Health Sciences University in Brooklyn, New York, claimed that Apple used their registered works without authorization. The neuroscientists, Susanna Martinez-Conde and Steph Macnick, stated that Apple trained its AI models using shadow libraries and web crawling software that provide access to pirated, copyrighted books, including two of their own. Apple is not alone, as OpenAI is also facing similar accusations. And in entertainment news, Jim Caviezel will not return to play Jesus Christ for director Mel Gibson's forthcoming follow-ups to the smash hit, The Passion of the Christ, The Hollywood Reporter has confirmed. Lionsgate is set to release the two-film project, The Resurrection of the Christ theatrically, in 2027, with production aiming to begin soon in Rome. Key roles will be recast, as Caviezel and Monica Bellucci will not reprise their roles. The first part hits theaters on March 26, 2027, coinciding with Good Friday, while the second part will debut on May 6, 2027 for Ascension Day. Caviezel's role in The Passion of the Christ has been career-defining. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American astronomer and educator, Maria Mitchell. And she said, "We especially need imagination in science. It is not all mathematics, nor all logic, but it is somewhat beauty in poetry." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles.